Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Brian Adams. On today's program, we're joined by Marion County Auditor Jake Grandia to talk about voter registration and early balloting. Early voting is already underway, and I'm sure a lot of people will be encouraged to come on out, cast a ballot early. If anybody wants to do that, what do they need to do to get the early ballot?
Yeah, sure. We are doing absentee voting here at the window now at the courthouse and also through the mail. And so there a couple things need to happen for that to take place. The first is the voter would need to be registered, filling out a paper form here at the office, printing one offline off of a website, our county website or the Iowa Secretary of State's website. One of the easiest ways to register to vote these days would be to go to do it online and use your Iowa DOT driver's license number or ID number. So you can actually just do it straight from your home, sign in through the Secretary of State's website, click on register to vote, and then follow the process to do it electronically. So that's actually the easiest way. But first of all, the voter needs to be registered in any of those manners. And if you would have any questions, just call our office and we can help you through that. And then each voter does need to request the absentee ballot for each election. Just because you got it 2 years ago doesn't mean you're going to get one again. So you do need to turn in an individual request. So registration is ongoing for life as long as nothing changes. You don't move or something like that. But the absentee ballots do need to be requested each election. So we need a new signature each election process that we have. We have those forms available. We're happy to mail them to people, email them. They can get them again off our county website or the Iowa Secretary of State's website. They're a generic form. We just need the information from the voter on where to send the ballot. We need to make sure their registration is in good order and there's an original signature. We do have a window this year for mailing absentee ballots. We will go through October 27, and after that we will not be able to with the new legislation, mail ballots after that, but we still will continue to do the absentee voting here at the courthouse until the day before the election.
As for people who register at the last minute, there's always a few who wait until the final days before they can sign up. When's the absolute deadline for them to do that?
Well, the pre-registration, and what makes it easiest for everybody, is the October 27 deadline. That's a Saturday at 5 o'clock. That's the easiest for pre-registration. People can register and still participate in the election after that date. Then they have to go through a process called Election Day Registration. So to do that, it's the same forms, but you just need more identification. You'd need to have be able to prove your identity and residency. Most generally, the easiest way to do that is with a current driver's license, but it can be an ID with a photo on it that's not expired, and then like a utility bill, a bank statement, something like that. So there isn't a time where you can't register and participate in the election, but you do have to go through that election day process if it's at the end.
There's certainly a lot more emphasis on securing the vote system, making sure that ballots can't be tampered with either manually or cybernetically. And I'm sure, especially in the case of the latter, your office is doing more to ensure that the electronic voting and the computer results are as secure as possible, right?
Absolutely. Our IT department here at the county is working very hard and doing everything they can to protect us as a county government as a whole. And they are following all those processes and working with Secretary of State. One thing I do want everybody to remember is the voting system, the actual paper ballots that you put through the machine, and the machines that we use on the polling site on Election Day are not tied to the internet. They are a standalone system that it is not connected to the internet. So just want everybody to be assured that we do everything possible and that actual voting system is not connected to the internet in any manner.
And as has gone on for decades, on election night itself, on the day of the election, there are usually observers from each party and other candidates on hand to watch the actual tabulation process, correct?
Absolutely. They're poll watchers. Sometimes we have them in every precinct, some not every precinct. It just depends. But yes, we always also have the poll watchers as well as the precinct election officials from each party and things like that.
Some people may need special accommodations due to physical disabilities or any other such problem. Can they get assistance at the polls on Election Day?
Yes, we do offer that as well for anybody that needs assistance in any manner. And that could be from voting actually in your car where you call ahead or somebody else goes along and goes and gets the precinct election officials, and we can help assist you and let you participate from your car. You still have to fill out the paperwork. We also have accessible equipment in each polling site for a variety of different ways you can do that. You can use a touchscreen, you can listen, things like that. And you can also request assistance from a person that's with you to vote, whether that means reading the ballot to you or marking or something like that.
Thanks to Jake Grandia for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.